Well, as you know, if you listen to KPCW, we rely on all of our volunteers to make this incredible station run. And my next interview is with one of our volunteers who is someone that you see when you're out and about and we're doing remotes, the man behind the engineering, Roger Crawford, who has all this experience through work with ESPN and many other stations. He's now retired and he spends his time here. He loves KPCW and we love him. There we go. All right. So it looks like you've been, well, welcome into the community campfire.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm very happy we finally figured this out.
Yeah, schedules.
Schedules. Tomorrow is a big day. It's eve of July 4th, and I hear you have some good 4th of July plans, something you've been doing for quite a while, huh?
Yeah, I've been working the PA announce position up on the balcony on Main Street there, and this year Leslie will be up there, Leslie Thatcher, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll have Rich Fine down on the street, and I just kind of sit in the background and make sure it all sounds good and all that, which is what I like to do anyway.
So you call yourself a sound engineer?
Well, kind of. My main career has been with video engineering. I worked for ESPN for a number of years, over 30 years, and traveled all over and did remote TV for them, all kinds of sporting events.
What was your favorite sporting event? Do you remember, or something that stands out?
Well, I did a couple of big shows. One was when Cal Ripken set the consecutive games record in Baltimore. I can't even remember what year that was, but that was a special game.
Wow.
And that was a pretty cool event. And I've seen a couple of no-hitters in baseball. Done the NBA Finals for a number of years.
Did you do it this year?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I've been actually retired from ESPN for about 4 years now.
Okay.
Which gives me more time to do things here at KPCW.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing.
It is. So you have been, you're like one of our premier volunteers. You've been, you're incredibly.
I've seen a lot of things change and happen here. So
yeah. How many years have you been volunteering?
Probably about 20 or 21 years, something like that. And I started out as a DJ filling in on the air. And I still do that once in a while when Mitch calls me and he's in a panic and needs somebody, he'll call me up. And then I got involved in doing remotes, which I really like doing. I love doing remote broadcasts.
What do you like about it?
I think mainly it gives us a chance to show the public, the listeners, what we can do and how we put together a program and stuff like that. And the other thing is it gives us a little contact with the community. For example, recently we were over in Heber City for the Thursday night concert, and a lady walked up while we were there, and she said how glad she was to see us there, and she listens all the time. She said she likes the music mix, and she especially likes the fact that we're doing more news coverage of the Wasatch Back, you know, of Heber City, and because she lives there. And so we've got a really good signal there in Heber City on 91.9. So she was really happy to see us there. And it's good to talk to the listeners and find out what they like and don't like. It's better, I think, than talking to them on the phone. Anyway, she was happy. And they had another gentleman walked up. And I guess he used to be a volunteer here at KPCW about 30 years ago. And he mentioned doing some remotes back then, and they were a lot simpler then. And I've stepped it up a little bit. When I first started here, we were doing football games on a cell phone.
Oh,
that didn't
sound
very good, but we eventually got up to where we could do an internet feed for the audio, and now we can do full bandwidth, full quality sound, you know, from the remote location. So we could even do music if we wanted to. In fact, a long time ago, we did the Deer Valley concert series on Wednesdays from Deer Valley, and that was all done in full stereo and good quality. But anyway, so I've enjoyed bringing it all up to really good quality sound and awesome quality remote. You know, I've loved public radio for a long time. My first interaction was back in about 1970 in college. We had an FM station and a TV station at the college that was actually on the air, and it was before NPR, I think it was called National Educational Radio or something.
And this was in California?
Yes, San Bernardino, California.
Okay.
And so we had, you know, all the network programming was sent in on audio tapes. Still had a lot of local DJs, and a lot of the students got on the air there. I've always liked radio. I've worked commercial radio in the past, and I soon decided that television was a better way to make a living, but
yes.
I've always liked radio. One thing I've had the privilege to do is in my travels with ESPN, I've listened to a lot of NPR and public radio stations around the country. I tell you what, it's hard to find a station, especially in a smaller market, that can compare to KPCW.
Mm-hmm.
We have something special here, and I'm not sure everybody realizes that.
What is the difference?
To me, radio is something that you should be serving the local community, the community you're licensed to. And I find that in the smaller markets, they can't afford to do it or don't have the want to do it. I think what I've heard around the country is the bigger markets, yes, you do get the local news coverage, but it's a different type of coverage. And here, you know, our news coverage, I think, excels in many ways
mm-hmm.
because we can, you know, actually get down to the local, okay, here's what happened at the city council, here's what happened at this and that. And I think that's fulfilling what public radio and what radio in general should be.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding today is like some of the big markets, and especially in the commercial radio stations, they're laying off a lot of people. You know, you listen to them now, it's all automated. You don't get the local content
mm-hmm.
that you need, and we get it here.
We sure do. We're real people.
Yeah, we're real people.
There's no AI here.
And we have real DJs that come in. They're not playing discs anymore, but it's all automation. But, you know, you still have a live person behind the mic. You know, that's what I like to hear on the radio. And with a lot of the commercial radio nowadays, it's all canned,
mm-hmm.
and it's all from another city. So you don't get the localism that we can provide here.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this station. Even things like Lost and Found. I don't know of any other station around the country that is doing Lost and Found.
So, have you ever lost something and had it called in there?
Actually, I did. I lost a watch one time.
And?
And about 5 days later, I got a call from somebody that said, I think I have something that belongs to you.
And they did it through here?
Yes.
Amazing.
They heard about it on KPCW.
Wow.
So,
I love that.
That was probably about 15 years ago or more. But
yeah.
Yes.
How long have you lived in Park City?
I've been up here since 1995.
Okay.
31, 32 years.
Wow. And for ESPN and all these places.
Right. All I needed with ESPN is a good airport to fly out of. And
yeah.
Salt Lake works very well for that.
Mm-hmm.
Started out with Western Airlines and then Delta eventually. But and living up in the mountains had always been my dream. And I actually got a chance to kind of design and have built a log home that I've always wanted. So,
oh, nice.
So it's kind of like I have no desire to move, even though I'm retired now and I could live anywhere. I intend to stay here for a lot longer.
A log cabin.
Yeah.
Wait, is it in Summit Park?
It's near Summit Park. It's an area called Timberline.
Okay.
And right next to Summit Park. So
nice.
One of my priorities is I needed to be able to get to the airport all the time because I was flying sometimes twice a week for ESPN. So I needed to be able to get to the airport, and it's only about a 30-minute drive. So,
mm-hmm.
so that worked out real well.
Yeah.
But I love it up here. I'm not a skier. I'm not a snowboarder. I don't like snowmobiles. But I love the summers up here.
Yeah.
The summers are awesome.
They are.
Growing up in Southern California, I always joked about we have two seasons, summer and not summer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it got kind of boring sometimes. So.
Well, we love having you. We're very lucky to have you. Are you going to do DJing anymore? Is it?
Once in a while, Mitch will call me when he has an open slot.
Do you like that?
I do.
You
I
have
enjoy
a good voice.
Getting in there and talking about the music because a lot of the oldies that are on our library here are songs I played when they were brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 70s. So it's kind of fun to play those again and talk about them. And so I do enjoy getting behind the mic once in a while like that.
Do you bring, what's the amount of equipment you need for a remote? Is it a lot?
It's a basic audio mixer and all the microphones necessary and all the headphones. And then we have a system called Comrex that we use to get the signal back on the internet to the studio here.
Mm-hmm.
So Mitch or whoever's in the studio can mix us in.
We're big time people.
Yes, we are.
I'd say it's
quality sound. But most of the equipment I actually own. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that I've gathered over the years.
Nice.
And the Comrex gear belongs to the station. But it's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've always believed that radio is a very powerful force. And it's not being used right in most places nowadays. I think we're doing it right here.
Yeah.
At KPCW. So
I do too. And you are clearly just an amazing asset to our station.
You.
So we
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate you.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, coming in
and now that I'm retired, I have more time, and then rather than get bored, I can come out and do a remote.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Roger. Thank you for coming in.
Sure. It's glad to be here.